Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents episode 9, season 9 of Am I Old Yet? Helen's family have gone to a lot of trouble to ensure that she uses her superpowers effectively and safely. She has help from her friends in high places, both mortal and immortal, and everything is now in place to get her plan into action. She's just coming out of a meeting with the leaders of several large local councils in the north of England, with her friend Mary Hatfield, Minister for the Environment and Food Production. Take it away, Mary.
Now, Helen, are you sure I can't give you a lift home?
Oh, no, that's very kind. Thanks, Mary. No, my son-in-law also has a meeting in town, and we're going to get together for lunch. He'll drop me back to London later on.
He's going to help you to set up the trust, as we discussed.
Yes, he is.
Oh, and Helen, I just love that wig and the glasses. I did not recognise you at all.
That was Silene helped to pick that out. She's got great taste. I'll say that much for her.
Now, do you think that meeting went okay?
The council people all seem very enthusiastic, but was it genuine?
Oh, I'm pretty confident it was genuine. They'll save themselves a lot of time and effort taking up your offer of the free trees.
You'd think.
And the departments involved with the homeless situation will make very sure they get the extra funding. You don't have to worry about that.
And that should become available once those trees are in the ground, so to speak.
It's just a case of keeping their feet to the fire. We'll need to create a buzz around it. You will let me know. Yes, as soon as those contracts are signed.
Oh, yes, Jonathan will know how to kick-start it. He's terribly excited.
That's impressive. In my experience, it takes quite a lot to get a banker excited.
Well, he's not your usual banker.
No. I'm sure he isn't. Oh, I'd better get going. We're holding up the traffic. Now stay in touch.
Will do. We had a lovely lunch. I got to take most of mine home in a doggy box, as usual.
What did you have?
Sweet and sour chicken with fried rice. Simple. Comforting. Very yummy. Haven't had it for years.
Oh, well, that's good. Jonathan said you seemed to enjoy it, but you didn't eat much.
Well, the fact is, I can't eat a full serving in one go anymore. Just doesn't suit me, so I need to do it my way, and you lot need to get over it.
Oh, I'm over it. I know how you eat these days, but John was just a bit surprised. It's not a problem. And he is absolutely over the moon that you've asked him to be involved in getting your tree-growing scheme underway. He asked me to tell you that the Trust has had 4 applications already from various local councils, and he'll give you all the details when you come over at the weekend.
Wow, that's impressive. 4 already? Did they give a timeline?
Oh, sorry, I forgot to say. That's 4 ready to go straight away.
Woohoo! Okay. Tell him as soon as I get the locations. And, of course, when the paperwork is finalised, I'll get back to Demeter and we'll make it happen. Hey, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it.
Well, you'd better hide it somehow. You don't want to draw attention to yourself at this stage. After all this careful cloak and dagger thing that, you know, that John is setting up for you.
I know, don't worry. I'll be the very personification of cool and calm to everyone. Except you, of course. You are going to have to put up with more self-expression. I'm about to lose control and I think I like it.
Oh, Mom.
Serena?
Yes, Minister?
Isn't there an LGA conference planned for some time this year?
LGA?
Oh, sorry. Local Government Association.
Oh, yes. Hang on. It's around here somewhere. Let me see. I think it was sometime in the middle of the year. Yes! Here it is. Innovation Zone, they're calling it.
Right. Do you think you could get on to them and see if they'd like me to attend? Strong hint, if you know what I mean.
I do. Yes, I'll get right on it. Oh, there was a call from someone at the Beeb while you were out. Shall I call her back for you? Oh,
yes, please. Do you remember who it was? Oh, please don't let it be the Today Show.
No, it was Kirstine Walkman, the interrogation programme.
Oh, good. I like her. She's very direct. No nonsense. Hello, Mary Hadfield here.
Our Minister, Kirstine Walkman here. Thank you so much for getting back to me. Sorry to bother you. I'm sure you're terribly busy. Just wanted to run an idea past you, get an update from you for an episode of The Interrogation.
Yes, that sounds mildly terrifying.
Oh, no need at all. We're thinking of running on the theme of local councils and their budgets for parks and housing. State of the nation, if you know what I mean.
Well, I can help you with the parks part, but housing is a different department.
Oh, yes, I realise that, but I thought I'd start with you.
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
What are they doing? What are they building? Are they planting lots of trees these days? The ones who aren't just cutting them down willy-nilly? Or wildflower meadows? They say they are, but are they? What do you think?
What do I think?
Oh, yes, as Minister for the Environment, you must have thoughts about the connections between local government and central government programmes. Do you think it's helping or is it hindering any work being done by the government towards mitigating the effects of climate change? I'd love to have you on the programme to share your thoughts.
To be honest, Kirstine, may I call you Kirstine?
Oh, I wish you would.
Thank you. As I say, to be honest, I don't know precisely what the local government authorities are doing, and I would quite like to.
Me too. So you think it's a good
idea? For the interrogation programme, I think it's an excellent idea, but may I ask you a question?
Of course.
Where did this idea come from? What was it that made you think of this particular topic at this time?
Ah, the thing is, Mary, I can't tell you.
Can't? Or won't?
I can't. It was an anonymous caller with a very pronounced accent, which I couldn't quite place. She just said, why aren't we looking into it? And I was, to be honest, I was short of ideas at the time, so I thought, why not indeed?
Interesting.
In what way interesting?
I had the same call. She said there were promising developments in the countryside away from the larger city centres that I should know about. I've just started looking into what's happening with the local government authorities.
Found anything yet?
Not yet.
Perhaps we could get together, share our research.
Good idea. I'll be in touch.
Me too. Goodbye for now.
Serena?
Yes, Minister?
Doesn't your pal Robert work for the Department of Housing?
You mean the Department for Levelling Up?
Levelling Up. Oh, I hate that expression. So patronising.
It most certainly is. And yes, he does, in the back room of the backest room they've got.
Can you arrange for us to have a little chat? Over coffee? Somewhere in North London, perhaps? Hmm?
Yes, Minister.
Helen?
Yes, Mary, what's up?
Nothing more than usual, you know. I just wanted to have a word with you because there's something strange going on and I wondered if you might just have something to do with
it. Something strange? Who, me? What sort of strange?
Well, I received a call yesterday from Kirstine Walkman, you know, BBC World Service programme, The Interrogation, and asking me if I knew anything about plans for planting lots of trees and flowers in certain local government areas around the countryside.
Really? That's odd.
It wasn't you?
Oh, not at all. I've been waiting for your go-ahead to get anything out in the public domain. Must be someone from one of the councils. Is it a problem?
Oh, probably not. Let's see, shall we? I think now that Kerstin's team is onto it, we just have to sit back and wait. Everything okay, your end?
Everything quite hunky-dory, my end. I'm looking forward to the next developments.
Good-o. Well, stay in touch.
Helen, there you are. I was beginning to wonder if I had the right time. I get confused with all these time zones.
Oh, Demeter, I'm sorry I'm late. No, it was me, not you. I was about to leave the house when one of my neighbours was taken off in an ambulance to the hospital. Suspected heart attack.
Oh, dear, I do hope she is all right.
Oh, actually, yes, she is all right. Her granddaughter phoned me when they got there, and Nana Madeline is just fine. Indigestion, they thought. Such a relief.
Ah, she is an old lady.
103, would you believe? But we don't want to lose her just yet.
Of course not. Good friends, good neighbours.
Good people.
Of course, good people. It is always hard when they have to leave us.
But you don't have that problem, do you? All you immortal beings, it must be different for you.
Oh, not really. Take my situation, for example, with Persephone. Every year she must go to the underworld to be with Hades. And every year, to me, it is as if she has died every year. That is our price that we pay for being immortal. We have to go through the same grief over and over. We never get used to it.
I see. I hadn't thought of that.
But we are here to talk about life, no? The new life that your gift of the trees makes it possible for the new houses for the homeless people to live in. What a wonderful idea you have had.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you think so. I just hope the organisers will stick to the plan, not try to twist it in some way.
Well, that is all we can do. Live in hope, yes?
Yes, so here is the list with all the locations. I'm dying to know how you're going to do it. Will it be like a whole bunch of trees just spring up overnight? I can't imagine how astonished they'll be.
Do you know why I think it will work if we do this?
Yes, please.
It is just like your artist, the one who paints those wonderful images on the walls of buildings, telling such powerful stories. And nobody ever sees him do it.
Banksy, of course.
Yes, and just because this Banksy has good people who keep him safe, so do you. No one out there will know that you made it happen. You have your team with a structure so that the councils have to apply to the trust for access to the trees, and your friend Mary can follow how they convert the money they have saved in the new homes. So first the trees, but we know it has worked when we see the homes.
That's the idea. Oh, I just thought, I haven't heard from Hermes for a while. Do you know what he's doing now?
Oh, he's around, keeping busy. You know how it is, being helpful, doing no harm.
Like Silene?
Ah, yes, just like Silene. You like her, no?
Of course, very likable. Just like Hermes.
Yes, very like.
I thought so.
And that was episode 9, the penultimate episode of season 9. You heard Frankie Phoenix as Serena Narayan and me, Floyd Kennedy, croaky voice and all, as Helen, Mary, Janie and Kirstine Walkman. The music, as usual, is composed and performed by John T. LaBarbera. Check him out on Spotify.
Now, season 9 may be drawing to its grand finale, but the work goes on. And you can help if you're enjoying listening to this. Why not tell someone about it? Just one person. And of course, if you click on the follow button in your podcasting app, that also helps more people to find us. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.